You're listening to New Soundwave, episode 12, a.k.a. New Soundwave Rebirth. In case you are some of the tag-along listeners from Radio Free Cybertron's new group of listeners, we are not the official podcast of tformers.com, but we hope you're listening, because we are from the official podcast of tformers.com. We talk about crap that's not Transformers that you, as a nerd, want to know about, and we do it in a nice, tidy 30-minute or so package. So let's go ahead and jump into the first story. Why we didn't see Avatar.
I don't care.
Yeah.
The trailer looks bad. Yeah.
The movie looks terrible. I didn't see it. I may eventually see it, but I have yet to see Titanic, and it's been 13 years. So.
Yeah.
I mean, I was kind of mad about
it. I think Titanic and Avatar have something in common, which is that they're both overblown crap.
And James Cameron, but
I was kind of mad about it.
I think that's what I just said. Thank you.
Oh, awesome. So, but yeah, I mean,
I was kind of mad about it the first time it came out when it was called Fern Gully.
Yeah.
Pocahontas.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
You know, I heard somebody give a really honest, 2-minute review of the movie, and they were being honest, and they weren't trying to, like, you know, they were just giving an honest opinion and not trying to, like, be positive or negative, but he described it to me as, you'll like it if you're looking for something that's really slick looking and really amazing, but with a story for a 5-year-old. And so, like, right there, like, you know, I can't accept that. Like, I don't care how pretty a movie is. If it's, like, written terribly or, you know, at, like, a second grade level, I just can't do it.
If I want to see awesome 3D, I will go outside. I don't need to see awesome. I don't need to spend $14 a head at IMAX to see awesome 3D. Thank you very much.
You know, I spent my $17 at IMAX once, and I just was not that blown away by the picture. It was sharper, yeah, but it wasn't all that different from going to a regular theater.
IMAX is great for movies made for IMAX, but if you go see, like, a movie that's like, I saw Superman Returns at IMAX, and I wish I had my money back.
So what you're basically, the analogy would be, it's like watching standard def stuff on a HD TV.
Basically,
like my beautiful, beautiful HD TV.
Yes, and I'm poor and I don't have one, so.
I know, that's why I keep mentioning it to you.
You ever just put it on the non-HD channels and be like, man, this is so terrible looking?
Yeah.
That's how I remind myself of the value of having the HD TV.
I just got one, and I'm just like, I'm not watching anything I should watch in HD.
I'm the only one who doesn't have an HD TV. Great.
It's pretty sad, Brian.
Okay. Yeah.
I'm like, wow, I'm putting on QVC. Look at that Snuggie. It is so crisp and clear.
Okay, Brian, like, skip on the...
Do you turn it to HSN to see the Slinkit? Is that what you do?
Yes. But
hey, Rob.
A movie? Forget about it.
Have you looked at Bacon on the HDTV yet?
Well, I do watch the Adult Swim, so I'm pretty sure it's flashed across 1,000 times.
So did you guys hear that Spider-Man 4 is currently on indefinite hold because they can't agree on a script or a vein?
Not surprised.
They're supposed to start filming it next month. How are
they? Supposed to come out in 2011.
They haven't landed on a script or a villain.
Wow.
Well, because all of the decent villains are gone,
not
really.
I can settle it for you right now. The Lizard. You build him up for 3 movies, might as well do it.
Yes.
But what do you do with him?
You make him be the Lizard.
He jumps around and does lizard stuff.
How do you do that and not have
New York with a bunch of snakes.
I love Spider-Man.
How about Kraven the Hunter?
Maybe. Nope. I love Spider-Man and Spider-Man comics, but how in the heck were they going to do Dr. Octopus? They did it, and it was amazing. If they can turn Dr. Octopus into the best comic book villain ever on film, they can do it with the Lizard. So.
Right, I know. Right. And to that point, I specifically remember reading, like, early in this drama process, this dramatic process, that Sam Raimi and the studio were, you know, going head to head over certain villains, and the studio didn't want the Lizard specifically because they thought he was too weird looking. But they wanted Venom, like, you know, so, I mean, clearly, like, you know, it's just inconsistent on who wants what. You know, if Lizard's too weird looking, but Venom is not.
Venom is too lame. They should have never used Venom.
The Venom is a name.
Yeah.
It came out commercially successful because of it.
If they wanted to go trippy, they should totally go with Mysterio.
Yes.
Yeah.
Mysterio is the way to go.
I've got the perfect villain right here in my pocket.
The Spot?
His name would be Captain America and his partner Santos.
Oh yeah, that would be great.
Santos is awesome.
It'd be the reverse of 3-Dev Adam. This time Spider-Man's the good guy.
Yeah.
And Captain America and Santos are the bad guy.
I have the Santos box set. I need to sit down and watch them again.
Yes, you should.
I love the Blue Demon. The Blue Demon's fantastic.
In all serious, they should go with someone like really super serious, not ridiculous at all. So I say like the guy with the pumpkin head.
Jack-o'-lantern.
Yeah.
Jack-o'-lantern. Jack-o'-lantern.
I know exactly what they need to do for the fourth movie.
Morbus?
Clone Saga.
Oh yeah.
You know.
Let's just throw Luke Cage in there and call Pat Lee and say, "Hey, man, come on over." Oh, and then Jim Lee, but does anyone know the difference?
No, not really. Not really.
Speaking of, Pat Lee thought Avatar was great.
That's true. He did. I saw that on his Twitter. If you've been listening to New Soundwave at all, you know that most of us here who read comics are huge fans of Brand New Day, which is the Spider-Man retcon, which basically fixed Spider-Man. The Spider-Man comic today is the best Spider-Man comic of our lives. And it looks like... are they undoing it?
I don't know.
Is Marvel shooting themselves in the foot? Because...
Well, you know, they're leading towards something big with Marvel kind of going back to the way things are. I mean, Siege came out today. I haven't read it, but that's supposed to be the old guard of the Avengers actually getting back together again.
And that's great. I mean, I'm happy with that. But Spider-Man is the way Spider-Man should be. And it was a big, ugly mess what they had to do to get it that way. But now that it's that way, leave it alone.
I agree, but there's a lot of people that'll disagree with you, though.
People are stupid.
Yeah, I mean, it was...
People are stupid.
It was such a big deal. It was such a contrived deal that they had to go through to get the comic to where it is now. And now they're just going to undo it, or they're going to go back to the way it was. Pointless.
Yeah.
Absolutely pointless.
I think Joe Quesada probably thinks that they've re-energized the title by doing all this stuff, and now they can get back to the status quo. And I think that's a huge error.
Yeah.
Well, but that's the thing that pisses me off is that he was so adamant about, no, this is the right thing for the character. This is the right move. You know, we've gotten to a point where we were painted into a corner and this isn't the way we wanted to go with the character. And so we're going to fix all of this. And now here we are, what, 2 years later? And he's just going to put it back? I mean, that's just, it's just a tool move.
Yeah. Well, we don't really know that they're just going to put it back, because whenever they do something with Amazing Spider-Man now, they'll tease things and then it won't actually happen the way you think it will.
That's true. Hey, JD, cover your ears for a minute, okay?
What?
See, cover your ears. Chris, remember 10 years ago when they were wanting to fix Superman? Mark Waid suggested that they basically do exactly what they did with Spider-Man. He wanted to do mind wipes and make it so that, you know, that they never got married. And
right.
At that point, we were kind of torn. It's like, man, that doesn't sound very good, but it's Mark Waid. So if it was good enough for Spider-Man, that's exactly what, you know, DC probably should have done. But DC did it organically. DC fixed Superman without having, like, this big... you know, huge reboot, basically, this big retcon. They basically gave Superman his powers back and his status back, you know, over the course of 3 or 4 years. Maybe Marvel could do the same with Spider-Man. You know, sort of just, you know, screw over the retcon and then kind of get back to maybe Spider-Man could get divorced.
Well, I don't think that whatever they're doing is going to damage Spider-Man. I think the only way you can damage him is by, I don't know, giving him 4 costumes to wear across
that,
4 different titles.
That was awesome. but we got slingers from that. Slingers was great. We could really ruin him by giving him organic webbing.
God.
Now you really fix Spider-Man? You give him a big pig nose and call him Peter Porker.
Yeah, that's true.
No,
that's
I know how they should Spider-Man. Fix Spider-Man.
Good.
They should bring back the Scarlet Spider.
I did like that blue hoodie.
but they did
bring back the Scarlet Spider.
God, that so screams 90s now. Yeah. It's really sad.
But you know, I'm not hating it. I don't hate any of this. I'm a few issues back, but I don't hate any of it. I just read the Joe Kelly Deadpool issue, and it was pretty good.
Yeah, I like that issue.
Yeah, so that's where I'm at. I'm probably three or four issues back. But, yeah, I don't hate any of the stuff with Ben Reilly so far.
It's fun. I mean, like, even the stuff that's stupid 90s stories, it's still kind of fun in its own way.
Yeah.
It's what the rest of the Marvel Universe isn't. You know, it's not, you know, boring, crappy, everybody's a bad guy, everybody's dying, oh, this
Wolverine's
is going on.
In love with someone else. And,
yeah, it's like X-Men or something.
Yeah. No, you know, what the Marvel Universe really needs to just be is Superhero Squad.
You know, you made that point last week, and
we didn't do Soundwave last week.
We were talking about that. You said it may have even been in chat, but you said that the Marvel Universe should be supplanted by, you know, the Superhero Squad.
Yes.
And I really do love me some Superhero Squad. Like the three episodes I've watched, I just can't find the time to actually watch it.
It's all about in demand whenever I watch it. It's never on when I'm watching. But the in demand's working out, you know, except for that. Why do they play that song so often?
It may be the best.
Because it's awesome?
Yeah, it may be the best Captain America put on film or in movie.
Mm-hmm. Oh, absolutely.
God, yes.
Oh, it's a shame. It's a shame. Okay, let's see. Yeah. Castlevania Rebirth. Chris, you got that.
Yeah. It's good. It's Castlevania.
There we go.
$10.
All right. So.
Okay. Jeremy Parrish in his review at 1UP basically said that it's a mishmash of everything, or lots of stuff from like previous Castlevania titles, which they all are.
Yeah.
And it's nothing terribly revolutionary, but it's fun.
Maybe. It kind of looks funny, too. I mean, it just like the graphics, it feels like you're playing old NES, like, you know, first generation NES game, but it kind of looks like an SNES game, but not...
It's 8-bit gameplay, 16-bit graphics.
Yeah, but it doesn't quite look like an SNES game. It's strange. I mean, I don't know, maybe it's like an iPhone app or something is what it looks like.
So
you have to see it to believe it.
Weird.
It kind of looks like the Chronicles version of the original Castlevania, more so than...
And it plays like the Chronicles version of a Castlevania, actually. Okay. I mean,
I was playing Castlevania Chronicle a few days ago, and I'm just I never cared much for it.
I bought it just because it was so freaking rare at the time, and I got it for $5. I was like, ah, ha, ha, eBay. And then I was like, oh, God, it's harder than the original one.
I burned a copy of Chris's, and then I ended up getting a copy on the PSN network store.
So basically what you're saying is it's pretty much a Sharp X80, whatever that stupid computer's
16,000.
Name. Yeah, it's basically a game from that on the Wii, huh?
But it's you get what you pay for. It's $10.
I really need to get it. It's the first time I haven't gotten a Castlevania. The minute
I'd recommend it. I mean, I like it. I think it's of the WiiWare stuff that I've picked up. I think it's one of the better ones. But you get what you pay for. You expect something.
It's
more?
Not up to me. I'm getting it. It's not up to me. I haven't bought it yet. Is the crazy part?
Did you buy Judgment, Rob?
Yes. I pre-ordered
you bought Judgment?
Yes.
Dude, you're way more hardcore than me.
Yeah.
I pre-ordered it, dude. I've got like all the little pre-order toys from the past like decades sitting around. Like I say, I do not miss one. The fact that it's been a week since the Castlevania's come out and I haven't played it yet is like astounding. I need to go to the doctor.
Hey, JD, didn't you say Amanda loved Castlevania?
Yeah, now not like the 8-bit, 16-bit versions. She is a huge fan of the like PS2 versions. So
never mind. Forget it.
Yeah.
Forget
She's like a 3D Castlevania fan.
Yes, 3D, which is
okay.
So
I like the 64 ones better than the PlayStation 2 ones.
Okay, so that brings up something. I got a question for the Castlevania guys here.
Nope.
Okay, so my perception is I play like maybe I guess 1 in 4 Castlevania games, I guess on average. But I've got this perception of Castlevania as it's the same freaking game every time. So my question is...
Where did you start playing? At what point?
Is that true? Well, NES.
No,
there's
no,
about
no.
6 Castlevania games. Unfortunately, they're stretched off about 40 cartridges.
Okay. All right. So that's my perception. My perception is it's like, you know, basically that. So are you guys okay with that? Or
yes.
Do you... So when a new Castlevania comes out, that's what you fully expect that, and you're okay with that.
Well, you know, I was not originally a convert to Symphony of the Night. I really still preferred the sort of more linear gameplay of the original 8-bit games.
Then you'll like Rebirth.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I'm talking in past tense now. It took me a while, but I guess it was Circle of the Moon. I really loved Circle of the Moon, and it really, sadly,
that was a solid one.
Yeah, it's what really turned me on to the Metroidvania style gameplay. And now I'm happy with some small innovation in a game, but I don't want it to be drastically different. If you go back to like the 3DS games, the first DS game, what is it?
Aria Sorrow.
Is it Aria?
Aria or
DS
Donna
Sorrow.
Yeah, Aria is the first one.
Yeah, you know, it has the seals, and you had to draw the seals. Mm-hmm. I'm not too crazy about that because it was kind of a pain in the butt. But other than that, it was basically Aria of Sorrow with better graphics. But they went in a slightly different direction with Portrait of Ruin, because Portrait of Ruin, you know, you play as two different characters. Yeah. And I thought that was really cool. And then
it's old fast though.
Yeah, that's true. But then Order of Ecclesia goes into a slightly different direction, and it's probably the most radically different of the Castlevania games since Symphony of the Night, but it's not so radically different that it's like a completely different game.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I like the fact that the games are basically just, you know, slight evolutions on the platform.
Order of Ecclesia is pretty much Castlevania 2, but done well.
Yes. Hey, it I like more. Castlevania 2, though.
Yeah, it's just Castlevania 2 is very Fex Xanadu-ish, and Order of Ecclesia kind of fixes those general hardships of the action RPG games of the time. You don't have to go, okay, what do I do? Oh, I squat by this mountain for 20 minutes and something will appear. You know, stuff like that. It just doesn't happen.
Hey, let me just weird some people out. Castlevania 2, if anybody wants to load it up real quick, P0DBVRBVU2DTRCAZ. You're welcome.
Here's a question.
Oh, is that the end code where you've got everything?
That's, yeah. It's not necessarily the best one, but that's...
Is that like the bad ending, like he dies or something?
It's the bad ending, but I still remember it off the top of my head. I played
that's
that awesome.
And that's why we're supposed to be weirded out, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
Did you guys ever play Haunted Castle?
Yes.
Yes, that's excellent.
I've played it on my MAME cabinet. It's awful.
It's so, like, this is Castlevania, seriously?
Chris, did you ever play Haunted Castle?
I don't know. Is that the arcade
yes.
Version? Yeah. No, I don't know, unless I played it on your main cabinet.
I need to get the main cabinet back up and running. Yeah. I should start blogging on like the reconditioning of the main cabinet. If I just had like 5 free minutes, maybe I'll get laid off or something. And
we can only hope, right? Yeah.
I did have a lot of free time when I was not working, so I can attest that does help your free time.
It'd be a chance to get back in shape, because I could totally dedicate 3 hours to working out. I used to do it every day.
The best Castlevania game I've played in maybe the past 5 years is totally not even a Castlevania game. It's Barnyard Blast, which, yeah, I know what you're saying.
What?
Barnyard Blast, yes. Barnyard Blast is actually a tribute game to Castlevania. It's for the DS. It used to be somewhat hard to find, but now you can luckily find it for like $14 at Target. I traveled Georgia for this game because it was really indie when it was released. I don't know what happened. Basically, it's called Barnyard Blast Swine of the Night. And you play a pig named, something Belmart or something. And the whole thing is a parody of Castlevania and Ghouls and Ghosts. Straight up action with a lot of throwouts to classic gaming stuff. Like, you have to rescue your son. And when you defeat the first boss, Grim Reaper shows up and says, "I'm sorry, but your son is in another castle."
Awesome.
Yeah, one of the first things is when he goes away and you see Grim Reaper goes, "Oh no, my son's dead. Grab my wife, gotta make another one." I mean, it's just. Yeah.
Okay. I hate to say this, and I'll find a copy, but I've got it queued up for a download so I can play it on my R4 card until I actually get a real copy.
It's a wonderful game. It's harder than crap, though. The fourth level will make you kill a DS in anger.
I do.
You really shouldn't admit
DSi.
That kind of stuff on the show, Brian.
Yeah. Hey, I'm going to buy it.
But even so.
You had to borrow the R4 card, right?
I don't own an R4 card. Why would I own an R4 card?
Yeah, what the heck? He's talking about, you know, his Amazon list. That's what he calls it.
Yeah, exactly. It's on my Amazon.
SD. That's my SD card, baby. I call it that. It's what the bookmark's called.
Exactly, exactly.
Jeez.
So, Castlevania, yeah, it doesn't bother me at all that there's really no innovation. I mean, loves me some Dracula X Rondo of Blood. It's fun. I've never finished it, but it's really fun. But I don't want all my Castlevania games being like Dracula X.
And yeah. You don't want them to be like that new one that's coming out, right?
Oh, the new 3D game that looks...
The one that looks... It looks like God of War.
The one made by the Metal Gear guy.
Oh, yeah, I have no desire to play
that. I'm looking forward to it. I want to see something different with it.
That irritates me so much, that game.
But as long as they keep making DS games, I don't care.
Yeah, exactly.
I like the 3D ones, though. I mean, I'm kind of with Amanda. I like the 3D ones. And I always thought the 3D ones were such a big leap because I had left off at, like, Castlevania 3. But now that I played Symphony of the Night, it bridges a lot better for me. Now I get, like, the new Castlevania, the 3D Castlevania games. So
the Lament of Innocence could have been good if just every level wasn't exactly the same. Because they had it down. They were going in a great direction.
Yeah, I mean,
it just needed art directions, what it needed, and it actually needed a direction, and it would have been awesome.
That's the thing. That's what's great about the DS games is that each area of the castle or whatever is just drastically different. And it may not make sense why it's in Dracula's castle, but, you know, it's still fun, and it's still pretty, so, but...
Have primed Amanda for this discussion.
So yeah, it just takes so much more. It takes so much more effort to make a 3D game than it does to make a 2D game. The development cycle is longer and it costs more money, and they can't do as much in the amount of time as they can do making a DS game. And of course, they also reuse all of the sprites and everything. And again, that doesn't bother me.
Well, that started off with the one they were doing for 32X, which basically all those sprites got recycled into Symphony of the Night. I forget the name of that game, but it looked actually pretty darn amazing.
Yeah,
the sprite from the hero looks just like what's his name from Portrait of Ruin, if you look at it.
So there were two aborted Castlevania games for aborted Sega systems, the 32X and the Dreamcast.
The Dreamcast.
There's that, and there's also the Symphony of the Night for a Gamecom that was never finished, actually.
Now, we're probably losing people because we're talking about Castlevania.
We've lost them like 10 minutes ago, these people.
Yeah, are we kind of bumping up against the time limit, too?
Yeah, we only have one more topic.
They left in the second act of your discussion.
We have one more topic. Do you have a Symphony of the Night for the Saturn?
No, I never had a Saturn at all, although I wanted one before I wanted a PlayStation. It just came down to what KB Toys had that day.
I have Chris's, so I should go ahead. I bought Chris's from Chris, so I should go ahead and get it. Okay, last topic. What's the last topic? What do we have? Oh, yeah, the XV. This is all you. What is it? Warner Brothers is sort of screwing over Redbox shoppers and Netflix by...
Warner Brothers has reached what they will call an agreement with Netflix, which is that there will be a 28-day window before Netflix can offer Warner Brothers movies on DVD for rental.
Now is Blockbuster immune to this? Do they get it away?
Yeah, right now Blockbuster is still day one.
Oh, Blockbuster loves this. This is like the best deal ever for them.
Yeah, but Blockbuster's doing the dollar rentals now.
The deal is things like Netflix and Redbox make almost no money for the studio. But retail rental like Blockbuster makes them more in rental fees. So they're still letting Blockbuster rent the movies immediately.
Do they pay more licensing costs or something? Is that how it works?
I honestly don't know how they're determining that.
You know,
Chris used to work for Hollywood Video.
I did.
Okay, so you tell us.
I have no idea, to tell you the truth. We never had any exclusives. In fact, we had movies that, for some reason, we never got, and I can never tell you why we didn't get them.
See,
would imagine part of it is that the fees the studio gets back are based on a percentage of the rental price, and Netflix and Redbox especially are low rental price over volume.
See, there's a big catch-22 on this because Blockbuster has those Redbox-ish machines out now, as well as the 88-cent family movie rentals. So, really, where's anyone making a profit there with this deal? So,
right, but the new releases are not 88 cents.
Well, how about the machines in Publix and stuff?
Well, the Blockbuster machines are to download a copy of the movie onto, like, an SD card.
So, who's making money off those Sega Claw machines?
Everybody, what? Baby. Everybody from the owner of the Waffle House you're playing it in to the guy in Swahili who's making green Pikachus to put in there.
Actually, you know, there's some really
that
good
sounds
license.
Like the best Waffle House ever.
Yeah, it does. There's some really nice license stuff in those things. I got a Tails, Miles Tails O'Brien. I got a... some Marvel character. I don't even remember what. It was just a dollar. I just had to sort of win it.
I got a Definitely Dinosaurs toy out of one.
Did you get a Dinosaurs toy?
No, I don't even own a Dinosaurs toy.
I bet XV does.
I bet
actually,
does.
Yeah.
Which boy, one? Bandai just says buy and you do, huh?
They're chrome and they transform. How can you resist that?
Because they were out when I only had enough money for Beast Wars.
Well,
that's
that was more Robots in Disguise time, wasn't it? Wham, bam, it's a dino jam, it's the dinosaurs. Okay. I remember XV and I just loving that theme song. So
everybody in Ouija loved that theme song.
Yeah.
It's a good song.
Yeah, it is.
Took out the MP3 somewhere.
Yeah, me too.
Bam, bam, thank you, ma'am. It's a dinosaur.
So we are approaching our 30-minute mark.
We haven't gone over it by now.
Do we have anything that we want to cover?
Kept talking about Castlevania, I'd totally have it over like a couple of hours now.
You know, we should do a Castlevania special.
Yes.
We didn't.
I'll take
this
that week off, thanks.
You just did.
I think we did.
We didn't even talk about what's wrong with the new 3D game.
It'll be a five-hour retrospect.
Right. If we do that, we have to get Amanda on for
absolutely.
That.
Absolutely. It'd be good to have, you know, so it's not a sausage party.
The 3D game.
Yeah.
So Rob.
Let's touch in that discussion.
Rob, just to make sure what you're saying, you also think the new Castlevania 3D game looks like crap and it's going to suck?
Well, as far as the game itself as a product, no, but the fact that it got startup production and most of the production was done as a different game.
Yeah.
Yeah, I have a problem with that.
There's your wheel, you know, just something's not going to work out here. I mean, you're going to be playing some guy named Ivan who just doesn't like the Twilight guys. And what does this have to do with anything? And
Super Mario Brothers 2.
Yeah. But
that was a terrible game. So
I remember turning that on. Boo-doo-boo. What the hell's going on?
Yeah. Okay.
What is this?
Let's go ahead and call it quits for this week. We hope to be back next week. We are not always. But
sewer pipe holding up. Let's see.
Good deal. So, guys, thank you for being on. And thank you guys for listening. Check
Absolutely.
Us out. Check us out, tfradio.net. Listen to Radio Free Cybertron, as well as our new show, our new hentai show, and Mighty Morphin Power Rangers show.
That joke's kind of gotten old already.
This is a different
no.
show.
No, it's hilarious.
our new Sentai show, Superhero Time.
Is it about Superman?
No, it's about Mighty Morphin Power Rangers. And Kamen Rider Masked Z or whatever it's called. So, XV, what is it called?
What?
Never mind. So, check us out. We'll
Dino-Man.
Yeah, Dino. Spider-Man's in it. Spider-Man's in this. You should do an episode about Spider-Man, XV.
I don't know if you could even get the series anywhere. I don't think anybody's got it subbed.
Oh.
Just go to a comic.
I don't even know where to get Raws.
If I can find all six episodes of Dynaman, we can find this crap.
That is true. Okay, guys.
I would love to see the live-action Japanese Spider-Man series. He's got a giant robot.
It's beautiful. It's beautiful.
We'll see what we can do, XV.
Yeah.
Okay, guys. Talk to you next week. Thank you guys for being on.
Horns in the air.